From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Sea level rise can feel like it's a faraway problem. Some artists in Miami have been working on an augmented reality project depicting how climate change and sea level rise could impact Miami, depending on the decisions that people make today. The app brings murals to life and shows viewers alternate futures. It's created by a nonprofit named Before It's Too Late. Linda Chung is the head of that project. She recently spoke with WLRN's Alicia Zuckerman at a sea level rise town hall.
For me, art, you know, is people kind of take a moment to, it takes you out of your current perspective to consider a thing from a new perspective. And people just enjoy art. And sometimes you need something like that to, you know, for a topic like climate change, which can sometimes be very hard, or you kind of just want to avoid it, or it's very factual. It's like, how do you kind of add that new, like, lens to it? That empathy, but also not make it so negative, you know? Make it beautiful. Make it kind of hopeful and about the future vision. And so, you know, I really wanted to get into the art, using art and technology, merging the two. And at first I was working on virtual reality, and then I kind of realized when I was working with virtual reality, most people didn't have access to virtual reality, so that was a huge limiting factor.
And so what's the difference between, and so you ended up with augmented reality, what's the difference between virtual reality and augmented reality?
The main so it's really the same sort of platform. The main difference is virtual requires a headset, so you actually, it's supposed to take over your reality virtually, versus augmented reality augments your current reality, which you can easily access augmented reality through the smartphone, for instance. So pretty much everyone has a smartphone. So I really think AR is going to take off much faster than VR. And then in terms of the murals, you know, coming into Miami, I dabbled a lot in many different projects. But, you know, you come to Miami, I'm like, there's two places that people come. They come to see the beach. They come to see Wynwood. There's a whole mural culture. And it's like, why is this Wynwood Walls thing so popular? Like, I want to create my own project. It's called Miami Murals. But these murals have augmented reality. And there's a real message here, which is around climate change, which is, to me, the most important and urgent issue here in this region. That all the artists, really, if we could gather that talent and work together to use our art, you know. So that's sort of the vision for Miami Murals.
And so that's my Miami Murals, and then there's another project, which is the framed artwork that you saw outside, which is a collaboration with the Miami artist Rainier Gamboa. And that's a project, when you told me the name of that project, it sort of like gave me chills in not a great way, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's called, tell us what it's called.
It's called Remembering Miami. So, you know, we were very, this idea of remembering memory is very emotional. It also kind of has a sense of time, which is really what it is. Climate change is all about time, and it's a very abstract issue that moves slow, and so that's why it's so easy for us to kind of ignore it. But this whole idea is if you could just think about everything from the perspective of time, like we're really doing this whole storytelling series from the lens of the future, as if we're archaeologists from the future looking back on today. And if we don't act correctly, all of this could be underwater by, you know, 2100. And how would you talk about today from the lens of time? That's when, for us, it's like when you look at things from the lens of history and time, the important things come to the top. And all the other clutter and stuff that kind of distracts you in life fall away because they're forgotten. So that's the whole point. And then we, you know, we're kind of like telling about today, but really it's like we don't know what the future will be. It's not necessarily going to be negative. There's still a hopeful path.
That was WLRN's Alicia Zuckerman speaking with Linda Chung. She founded the organization called Before It's Too Late, which uses art to raise awareness about climate change. You can visit WLRN.org to find out more. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.